Hi, this is Sugan the Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? We are playing Across the Joyful Manifestation Show, and these shows happen every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They play across from each other, and the intention is that people get a dose, a very high dose of very high frequencies, of happy frequencies that would enable them to create whatever they want to create in their lives and attract good fortune, joyful manifestation energy. Good fortune energy, joyful manifestation energy, it's all the same thing. But we want to equip you. There's a lot out there in the world that people encounter, and people of not so high vibrations and situations of not so high vibrations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, and I'm back again. So I'm traveling, and the internet is a bit on and off. So do forgive me. It shows here the microphone is muted, but it's not muted. And I hope you're hearing me clearly. I'm in Dubai. It's a magical land. And so I am talking to you from Dubai. And of course, the internet is going a little on and off. Dubai is highly advanced technology, everything. It's an amazing place. I've been looking at palaces and I got myself a beautiful magic lamp, Aladdin's magic lamp. I got that in Abu Dhabi. This whole place is so magical. It is so beautiful. The amazing architecture of Dubai. And if anybody wants to visit, do drop me a line. We can go visit Dubai together. And as I was saying, I thought my microphone was muted because it's showing it's muted because of some thing. And then I was trying to unmute it. And then Don says, "Hey, we lost you." But the good fortune energy is what I'm talking about. It's a very high vibration energy that takes you to places and situations. It makes you get into places and situations that match that vibration. It's like Aladdin. And since we're talking of magic lamps here, and I did get myself one over here, right here, but I got it in Abu Dhabi after visiting a palace there. It's like Aladdin finding the magic lamp, entering the cave, finding the magic lamp, and asking the genie for anything that he wants. And the genie says, "I'm here to serve you, my master. I will get you whatever you want." And the genie is a symbol of good fortune. It's as simple as that, really. People say, talk positive, do positive, think positive. Your magic lamp, your genie, is waiting for you, wanting to give you whatever you want in life. And so, this belief system that there does exist a genie, you may call the genie by any name, you may think that it's God giving you everything, it's the universe, or a God, a angel, an angel. Could be anything that you believe. But it all goes on your belief system. All depends on your belief system, what you believe in. Think of yourself as a body, of course. And in that body, there is contained a belief. So if your body is a vehicle, it's a bottle, it's a shell. And in that shell is contained a belief. Then this belief works for your body, for you. It's not shared with anybody else. It is contained only in you by virtue of your thoughts. And so What brought you to the Good Fortune Show? What made you come here? What is it that is contained inside you that brought you here? That is the same belief that's going to take you places and have situations drawn to you that match you, that match you. If you think of yourself as an individual and believe that no matter what happens to other people in the world, no matter what they contain, no matter what the energy contains, and remember I said we are in some internet that goes a bit up and down. So do forgive me for this and just know that I'm talking to you from a very, very magical place. So no matter what somebody else contains, if you contain a particular ingredient of believing in magic, then think of it as God placed that in you. And no one else has a right to it. It's just by virtue of who you are. And so God brings to you things that match this magical ingredient in you. And your job is to protect this belief and to help it grow. That's really what your job is. How easy is that? Now think of the whole world, or actually don't think of them, but just for the sake of discussion, think of the whole world and everybody here knows what the world creates. So they all have a belief system and they're creating things in the world. And they contain some other ingredient, something different from what you contain. And so they would be listening to shows and watching news and doing things, talking about and discussing other topics. And they contain some other ingredient which creates whatever they are experiencing vis-a-vis what you want to experience. And so you don't let your magicness mix with them and then wonder, oh, am I the weird one? Am I the odd one? No, you're not the odd one. You're the wise one. You're the wise one who decided that she believes or he believes in magic carpets, that he or she believes in magic lamps, and everything wonderful. And it's okay to have this belief system because that is what is going to get to you, get you experiences that match the vibration. So think of Aladdin and the magic lamp. It's pretty obvious that he existed in a world of his own where nobody else around him knew about the magic lamp. No one else around him knew about the magic carpet and all the amazing things that he's been doing. So just imagine nobody else knew, or at least that's what I remember of the story, unless people found out. But really, nobody was participating in his world. But did it affect Aladdin? No. He went around creating his own magic because it's his own unique experiences. By virtue of the wonderful ingredient of magicness, of belief that he had within him. And the Good Fortune Show is here to incorporate you and to get you into the belief every week. So the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show are bringing to you this magic, and we are working on your belief system. We want you to be able to hold that belief of being the one that has a magical experience. So, where nobody else can see a magic carpet, you spot it miles away. So, nobody else can see the magic carpet, but you spot one and you go and claim it. You say, hey, that's my magic carpet, and I intend to fly around on it from now onwards. Where nobody else can see a genie, you see the genie. You see it because of your incredible vision, your magical vision. And that is what the Good Fortune Show is talking about. Magic, amazing magic of good fortune and having good things happen to you because you are special and you have the magical ingredient that takes you far in life. There is a Facebook page that I'm a part of and I subscribe to it. It's about angels and archangels. And all they talk about there is angels and archangels, angels and archangels. And they're giving prayers over there and invoking Archangel Michael and Gabriel and other blessed angels. Now, what would you say about this group of people? A few thousands, I might add. What would you say about them? Are they crazy to believe in angels and archangels? Is there something wrong with them? Or is it just that they have a belief system, a special ingredient in them that says, you know what? If I call on this angel is going to help me. If I call on Archangel Michael, he's coming down and he's going to help me. He's going to protect me. He's going to be my savior. And many of them have seen angel lights. Many of them have seen angel lights. So what is it that keeps them different from maybe another group that subscribes to some kind of a news that goes on in the world? Maybe Ukraine, Russia news. And so they're there watching that while this group is here watching angels and archangels and discussing them and saying things like, oh, if you read this, then this morning you're going to be blessed and good things are going to happen for you. So would you call this group crazy or would you just say that they hold a belief system that is different from someone else? And these people, they actually end up having experiences that match the vibrations that they put out. They see angels, they feel angels, they feel that they got a parking spot by asking an angel, or something happened, something good happened because they asked an angel, and angels are there, and they hold a special ingredient in them that makes them live in this reality, which is way different from any person who is subscribing to Ukraine war news. It's way different. And so these people are fed constantly with more angel news. So they have a basic system. They come, they subscribe to this page, and then more people strengthen their belief. And then they actually see even more angels and fairy lights. You know, I have seen fairy lights. I've seen them around a bouquet of flowers, tiny, tiny lights. And I saw it. And that's one time I saw it. After that, I did not see it again. So I saw these fairy lights one time, very, very real with my physical eyes. And then I haven't seen it in many years. So I know when I see it, and I know when I don't see it. It's not that there is a huge imagination going on, because then why can't I imagine seeing it all the time? No, it was a one-time experience that I had that I saw these angel lights, many of them. And then after that, I didn't see them again. And I'm able to register the presence and I'm able to register the absence of these lights. So people who have been given this capacity to be in good fortune. And that's where we thank the people who write to us and they say, you know, we had a good day or good fortune came to us. Remember that the more you experience it, the more you shall get. Even the law of attraction talks about getting more as you experience more and more and you acknowledge it. And you see the benefits of being in good fortune energy vis-a-vis something else. And here we are saying, oh, you know what? This exists. This does exist. You know, being in Dubai, it's an amazing experience because everything in Dubai. And we're not insulting any other country in the world. We're just talking about the specialness of Dubai. So being in Dubai means that there is a special type of a flavor over here, a special flavor that makes you see things of the same type everywhere, a kind of a luxury, a kind of a magic, a kind of entertainment, fire shows, belly dancing, other shows with lights on costumes, certain types of food, building architecture. And as you see this, you are surrounded by it more and more. So what happens is, if somebody else has another reality and they're surrounded by something, well, when they come to Dubai, they're surrounded by something else. And it's not an odd building or one building of a particular type. No, it's a bunch of them, lots and lots and lots. And Dubai just keeps multiplying. Whatever it has, it multiplies into infinite abundance. So let's say they started with some great architecture. They just didn't stop there. They kept multiplying it throughout the city. Even Las Vegas. I have residents in Las Vegas. Well, Las Vegas is restricted to a couple of roads there. You know, Las Vegas Boulevard is the famous one with all the casinos, and then they have some more here and there. But it's not that the whole city is inundated with beautiful architecture. Whereas Dubai, from start to finish, it's the whole place is just full of this architecture. It's just full of it. So you get the same thing of different styles everywhere. And good fortune is about attracting more and more of something. So if somebody has some money, they attract more money, they attract more money, and they just keep getting more and more and more of the same thing. So if you started your journey of good fortune, then you're going towards that more and more and more, and you're asking for it more, and you get more. And then you end up having this reality where all of these amazing things are happening. You're basically having permanent good fortune energy. Aladdin, when he got his magic lamp, he didn't have it for a day, he didn't have it for an hour. He got inundated with everything that the magic lamp could do for him, from his day-to-day experiences, it was part of his life now. So it wasn't something that he visited every few days and said, okay, let me have this good fortune for 10 minutes or for an hour. Remember, when people go to a spa and they have a massage, they go for an hour, right? That's normally the length of any service. They go for an hour and they say, maybe every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'm going to get myself a massage. But this is okay, so that's great. We're not disputing that that's not good. That's great already. But this is talking about having that on a permanent basis where somebody is having spas every day of their life. And they're having their hair done, they're having massages, they're having their feet done. They have a permanent energy of this going on in their life. And they're obviously having good fortune energy to attract this and to be able to afford it. All of these things together create the good fortune. So if you see lapses in the continuity of good things, then what you're going to have to do is to fill your complete day and your complete weeks and months and years of really, really good things happening, and not having gaps in between, huge gaps, where somebody gets something for some time and is missing that for the rest of the time. And this is what when we do soulmate manifestation, when you want your husband, your lover permanently in your life, and you want your soulmate permanently, people go from a date to permanency. They go from having one date, a few minutes of somebody, and then they go into having that all the time to themselves. They have a husband or they have somebody permanently in their life all the time. A person that indicates something to them is now permanent. So when you're going into good fortune energy, you want to go permanently into that and you want to be able to connect to that energy permanently. And so that's why we have the show every other Friday, so that you're able to have a continuity of good fortune energy coming to you. So what else is happening in your world that you would like to say is good fortune? Are you able to see increases in money, increases in food, quality of food, increases in anything that you choose to do? So if somebody is saying, okay, you know what? I got one contract from this great buyer, and they're able to attract more and more of those contracts to them so that they're inundated with amazing contracts all the time. And we want to bring you the law of increase. The law of increase, where we're saying you get something and that increases for you all the time. And we want you to start watching. Start watching what you're getting, what you're attracting. And then watch the increase of that. So if there is a businessman listening here and he's saying, I need good fortune in my life, well, we want the good fortune for this business person. Hi there, this is Sugandhi. I'm back again. So remember I said we've got some up and down internet going on over here. And so I hope John's keeping you, BBS is keeping you entertained with some music. We were talking of the law of increase. And we were talking about you in personal life noticing if things are going more and more, if things are growing. So a business person, we want you to use this energy to increase the number of contracts that you get, to increase the number of clients, to increase the number of people who come to you, so that there is a multiplication where everything multiplies. Remember that, and this is for those business people out there, remember that it is not that God does not want to give you money. What needs to happen is something where one becomes two, two becomes four, four becomes eight, eight becomes 16, 32, 64. I'm not going to test my math more than this. So where things just keep multiplying for you, and we don't want you to look at your business and say, oh, my business is not working. No, it is working. It's already working. If you have one client, your business is already working. And it's not that there is an absence of clients. What you just want to do is to keep multiplying it. And this is where we want you to be the magician, and we want you to be the magician in your life. And you don't need to think that I don't have this and I don't have that. You already have it. All you need to do is multiply this. And from today, we want you to be the personal supervisor of your business. And we want you to be the personal magician in your life and believe that you have the magic and the ability to do this. You don't need anybody. You don't need anything except maybe the show. And, you know, you're always free to work with me. But you are the magician. And let me give another example. For many women out there who love growing things in their garden, when you put a seed into the soil, aren't you the magician who then watches it grow into the plant that you want? Don't you remember watching? You would go out and you would see what happened today, has it grown? And then you would add something to it, water, fertilizer, whatever it is that you do. And you watch it grow. Do you end up calling everybody in the neighborhood to come help you? No, mostly it's you that's doing the work. And this is what you do when you watch your children grow in your life. You are the magician. You gave birth to those kids. You are the magician who's making those children grow into the wonderful humans that you want them to be, the wonderful people. And this is what you do when you do your business. You watch it grow because you are the magician. Here we are giving you your power. And we are saying you are the magician. You watch the things in your life grow. And you need to believe that you have the power to do this. This is not about false empowerment and I am the greatest and I need to compete with everybody attitude. This is not about that. This is about you being the magician in your life. You cannot compete with someone else. You can only make what's in your life the best you've ever seen it be. So this is not about the bad competition and I need to out this person. I need to get rid of this person. This is about you watching what's in your life grow with your eyes. And if you remember Harry Potter, they have them grow these things in these pots and like shrieking plants. I don't know what they're called, but those kids were trained to grow what's given to them and to be in charge of it. Just like they do these things. So I take this egg for a day and then pretend it's your baby and then watch it grow. The teachers are not telling the kids to go watch somebody else's egg grow or to compete with another kid and make that kid's egg get destroyed and then kind of, you know, gain from that. No, everybody's responsible for their own creations. Everybody's a magician in his or her own life. And to take this responsibility and to not feel like you don't have the power to do this. You do have the power to do this. And we want you to test your powers and then do whatever needs to do to grow those powers. In Harry Potter, they are all investing time and study, a lot of research, time and study, into making their own powers grow so that they can be wonderful wizards of magic. They're not supposed to be competing with somebody else. They are responsible for their own magic. And we at the Good Fortune Show want to tell you that we are here to help you with this. We are here to help you become wonderful magicians and to use the law of increase and to make everything in your life grow, grow, grow and flourish and be amazing creators and to know that you have the power to do this. This wonderful law of increase. You know, Ray, she's another host here on the show who comes on sometimes, and she talks of the law of increase. And she loves the law of increase. She loves helping people increase things in their life in a good way. She's absolutely wonderful. And she talks of the law of increase and making people flourish. She is absolutely into abundance. She is absolutely a wonderful person, a wonderful magician, I might say. She talks of the law of increase and to bring this increase to people, to give them the ability to make things grow in their life. So if you're talking about a date with somebody, we want you to be able to envision being with that person permanently. Permanently. That's the law of increase at work, where you are able to make something go from level one to level infinity and to have a wonderful life with that person. So just imagine this lady some lady, and she says, okay, I want to get married. Now she has to be the personal magician in her life and take this soulmate of hers into marriage, permanent marriage. Permanent marriage. That means we can't even specify that marriage needs to be permanent. But that's the truth. And if you're able to harness this good fortune energy, if you're able to harness it, then you become so powerful. So powerful. And remember, this is not about competition, but this is about making everything in your own life work. The whole world exists on competition. If somebody's doing well, then somebody else cannot do well. But that's not true. The universe is not created for competition. Sometimes they say some healthy competition is good just to get you going or to get that spark kindled inside you, but then it becomes like a permanent vicious thing where everything is about beating everybody else and defeating everybody else and then trying to somehow go forward in life. Even political parties, they're busy bashing each other rather than stating what they can do for people and stating what you can do for somebody. It comes from the heart. And when something comes from the heart, people understand that, oh my God, this person is sincere. This person is sincere and he wants to do good for us. That sincerity is carried through, and people connect to that person and they look at the person as their to be savior, maybe, but they look at the person as somebody who can guide them and to bring good to them, and they trust them. And then their own belief adds to that person's strength and power. I come from India, and in India, we have the saying that God is powerful, of course, but it is the belief of the people in that God that makes the God even more powerful. So we have the saying in our country, and we say, the devotee, the person who believes, is really powerful. And can add to the power of the person that they believe in. And so they kind of make that God, they create the God. And then more and more and more faith to that God. And we're not going into a discussion if the God already was powerful, independent. But there is a lot of power given. So but even the people who believe in the God add to that belief system. They add to the power. And that's why they say, there are certain world that you visit and something good happens. I think there are some wells in Italy. There are some churches around the world, mosques, temples. And if you go to the temple, they say that the belief stored in the temple by virtue of the devotees who go there and pray and who believe in that God there adds to the power of the temple, increasing it infinitely, infinitely, or whatever the word is. And so then what happens is that now other devotees who go there, who could be new, fresh, they of the place because of so much power added to that place. And so they say, okay, if you drink from this well, things can happen. If you go and pray there, something great will happen. And then what that actually does is it works on the belief system of somebody. So let's put this down technically. Whether or not a temple or church or any prayer place actually has the power, whether or not it actually has the power, it is the faith of the people going there. Who, when they go there, something in them gets triggered, some kind of a magical element in them gets triggered. And all these magical elements come together, whether it existed in the temple itself originally, or whether it is that because this person goes to the temple, he gets transported to a magical place. And then from there, something great happens. So the magic within that person is lit. So that's why they say don't poo-poo, poo-poo, whatever the word is, don't poo-poo people who believe. Don't down their belief systems because their belief carries them. They carry the belief carries them, and they are able to create amazing things in their life. And that's how they do it. That's how people get rich. They believe they can get rich. They believe in their own power to create amazing, vast amounts of money. Dubai, they found oil. I think it was 1965, 66. 66 is what I read. And that fed the projects that they wanted to create for their country, for their city. So let's say there is a king or a ruler and he has some good intentions, then the universe gives them the money to do it with. And this is how actually it's supposed to work. This is how magic is supposed to work, rather than the competition. I take your land, I do this to you, I'm going to bring you down. And upon your loss, I'm going to put my flag, hoist my flag. This is not how it's supposed to really be. And so, everybody listening to the Good Fortune Show, please, you must believe in your own power of magic. I think everybody's forgotten how to be magicians, everybody's become ordinary, so-called ordinary, fated. Destined and not believing that they have the power to create a new world for themselves. And we're not talking of changing the rest of the world. We're happy if you change your world. We're happy if you bring good fortune to yourself. And if you can account for, just like how people do debits and credits and accounting in their own lives, if you can account for the fortune energy that you attract and you create. And based on that, you can go forward and create much, much more in your life. Good Fortune Energy, the Good Fortune Show, was set up for you to be able to do this and to test, constantly work on, and work on becoming amazing magicians. That's what we're really. Yes, when you connect to the show, you attract great fortune. And do subscribe to the show. It's a very small membership fee of 2.99. It's your belief in the show and shows of this nature. Oh, I believe in the show, and I believe that we need more shows like this, or we desire more shows like this. And I love this Good Fortune Show, and I want to subscribe to it. It's very, very cheap. 2.99 a month. That's it. As you subscribe to the show, work on being magicians in your own life and taking things to an amazing level where you feel that, oh, you know, I can attract great things in my life. The other day, we were traveling and we saw people who actually believe that if they need to have a working office, it's not going to be a regular structure, but it's going to be architecturally huge, filled with gold and designs of a unique character, a unique nature. So there are people who believe that they don't want structures which look uniform and standard. Maybe with a modern touch, but they would love something absolutely glorious. So, a normal person who believes and who has good taste may create something of a very good standard, modern, classical, glass, steel, but take that to an extraordinary level. It's not just increases in levels by some small leaps, but extraordinary ordinary grandeur. Imagine a mind that thinks completely on a level of absolute grandness, grandeur. That mind, how did it become like that? And why does that mind think that it can even do this? Amazing palaces, built on absolutely grand scales. Imagine the minds behind that. And imagine the confidence of the minds behind that. You know, I can do this. I can get it done. I'm going to build structures that people, their jaws would drop just being within the vicinity of that. Imagine that mind. Imagine the skill, and imagine you could be that person. Imagine you creating your life and harnessing the energy of the universe into doing whatever you want to do. And if you want to create an amazing business that spreads all around the world, that has branches everywhere, you could do that because you are the amazing magician who can achieve that. And if you believe that you can do it, then there is no reason why you can't do it, because the good fortune shows with you. And you are in a special energy. I was talking at some point about driving in Las Vegas. It was really hot. There was no water in the windshield fluid dispenser, and the windshield was dirty. I just said, we need water, we need water. And in that second, water came from the skies, just enough to clear my windshield. What is the energy that supports even a small desire like this? A small wish of mine, just to have my windshield clean. And there is a power that says, yes, my dear, here we are sending you water. And they send water from the skies to do it. Now, my belief system says, oh, I asked and it was given. That's what my belief system says. Somebody else might say, oh, no, it was a coincidence. There was already rain scheduled for that time and you just happened to ask at the right time. But here we are, we're talking magic. We're talking about magic. And we're going to get into more and more magical energy with the Good Fortune Show, and we want you all to become masterminds, masters in magic. With that, I just got a warning. We're at the end of a show and I'm supposed to sign off. I do ask you to forgive me for the bad internet, and you know, hopefully we got some good messages through to you. And until next time, we are signing in for the Joyful Manifestation Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's the same energy. It's the same good fortune energy. And until then, we want you to have a wonderful week and a wonderful rest of the day.